Well, howdy guys, it's not raining today, but it's just foggy, mist. In fact, very dismal. Well, at least I got sun in my brain. So, how long does that glow last with Femmons? And you know about the glow I'm talking about, guys. I don't mean the makeup, or their hair pieces. Certain Femmons have a certain glow about them, don't they? And I mean, of course, when they're young. Of age, of course. And it's all down to nature. Nature puts a lot of effort into a Femmon when they're young. I mean, they give them swollen breasts. All the time. I believe they're the only mammals that actually have that. And of course, the reason for them to have swollen breasts all the time is to attract a male. But of course, it seems to be that Femmons are more obsessed with their breasts than males are. But of course, this special glow doesn't last forever. I think in my day, it used to be about maybe 35, very rarely 40. But of course, nowadays, it's been lowered. 25, 30 maybe. And of course, it's because of their lifestyle. Femmons are doing drugs more, drinking more, and of course, having sex pretty much everywhere. And they don't seem to be taking very much care of themselves at all. And it shows. You kind of think of it this way. Do you remember GMC and Chevy? When they were made in America, they were well-built trucks. I know, because I had one. And they lasted. Then they moved the production down to Mexico. Now they're not so well-made and don't last as long. That's kind of what's happened to the Femmons. And even the young ones who have the glow cover themselves with whole loads of tattoos and have the attitude of an angry banshee. It's almost as if they want to make themselves completely unattractive to the male. But Femmons only have a short window for this glow before nature gives up on them. And it's all basically downhill from there. Of course, Femmons nowadays are using their glow time as fun time. And when the glow leaves them, they don't have a regular man. And that's why there's a cat lady epidemic. But Femmons are so damn arrogant, they still believe they've got it. And they haven't. Hell, some of them never had it. And there's more and more of them today than there ever was. Nope, Femmons can't see the forest for the trees. And you can't tell them about it because that's mansplaining. But luckily, it's not man's problem anymore. Because Femmons are all empowered. Pretty goddamn lonely, actually, aren't they? I mean, what are they all really selling anyway? Sex. They definitely are one-trick ponies nowadays. They're as shallow as a puddle. This picture in the thumbnail is the view I'm looking out of. No wonder I'm depressed. Anyway, guys, that's what I think, and what do you think? You let me know in the comments till you take it easy.